Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's going to be another phenomenal show tonight. I'm so happy to be doing this show, and we've been doing this show now for a little bit over a month, and it's been quite exciting to be doing this radio show and being able to talk to all of our investors and people that are thinking about investing in the company and being a part of the company. It's just been completely awesome. We are counting down to the close of the IPO and our stock offering, and many of you already know we've been selling stock in the company at $1 a share, and it has been absolutely phenomenal to see how the urban community has been embracing this IPO, the stock offering, and it's just been really, really amazing and wonderful. The word IPO, because a lot of people are still having trouble with that, IPO, it stands for the initial public offering, which means that it is the first time that a company is legally allowed to sell stock to the public. And when you become a publicly traded company, you get to have one IPO. So the IPO is like your sweet 16 birthday party, and you get to have that birthday party because you turn 16, and you only get one of those. Or it's like your quinceañera, you only get one of those. Or it's like, you know, it's just like one of those special time in the life of a company, and you're allowed to sell stock to the public with and sell shares in your company, and you allow other people now to become part owners of your company. And that's what's so exciting about what we're doing here at Punch TV Studios now, is that we are allowing other people to become part owners of our company. We're allowing other people to become a part of the Punch TV Studios dream. And before we go any further, I want to welcome our co-host and our producer tonight, the Sharifa. How are you tonight? How are you feeling?
The Sharifa was wondering when I got to, you know, come on stage. I was waiting for our guest. So the Sharifa is wonderful. How are you tonight, Mr. Collins?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How was your day today?
Busy. The phones have not stopped ringing. I mean, at all.
Well, I thought
the
I told
media.
You that we don't stop. I thought I told you that we don't stop.
Yes, you did. But I didn't know you meant it.
It's one thing to talk about it. It's a whole other thing to see it come to life, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. I mean, and I know we have so many people who are seeing it from the outside, but to see it from within the company is just really amazing, because you get to see the whole process, you know, and the phones aren't ringing, and then all of a sudden the phones start ringing, and you're like, okay, this is kind of nice. And then the phones start ringing back to back to back to back, to where there are more calls than hours in the day. I mean, that's really an amazing feeling. It shows the support and the impact that we've made.
And I agree with both the support and the impact, and I'm really thankful to all of our shareholders who have decided to become an investor in Punch and have decided, you know what, I believe in what Punch is doing. And I'm going to support it. I'm going to put my support, not just my verbal support, but I'm going to put my financial support behind this company. And we're going to see what this company is going to do over the next few years. And to me, that's awesome. And it's both awesome and it is amazing. And so I'm excited, though, beyond all any shadow of a doubt. I'm totally and completely excited. I'm actually here right now in Texas because I have been working with the transfer agent to make sure that we get out all of the stock certificates in this tranche that we're getting out. And we're sending out a little over, pretty close to 1,000 stock certificates. And that in itself is just amazing to have that many stock certificates going out. And I'm going to tell you something. People can't believe that we are accomplishing this objective. They really can't believe it because we are going against the establishment and we're doing something different than what the establishment says should be done and the way that it should be done because in our IPO, we're not using an investment banker. And we're going directly to the community, and we're saying, hey, we want to make you a part of the IPO. And the PO, when it comes to stock, an IPO is one of those things where you get in before the company begins trading on Wall Street. And when you buy before the company begins trading on Wall Street, you never know what the stock price is going to open at. And when the stock price does open, and you never know what it's going to go for. You know, you think you've got all of the numbers put together. You think you've got the right strategy. Then you come out, and you exceed your own strategy. And so I'm here in Dallas, Texas, literally broadcasting from Dallas, Texas, or I'm on the radio from Dallas, Texas, and I'm here to watch the process of this 1,000 stock certificates going to go out. I'm watching that whole entire process. And let me tell you, to take something that from nothing and monetize it so that it works in the system, because it's just amazing, absolutely amazing. Because what happens with our shareholders is when you get your stock certificate and you're ready to cash it in, you don't bring that stock certificate back to the company. You actually deposit your stock certificate into a company like Ameritrade or Options Express or Charles Schwab or Edward Jones or Fidelity Financial or a company like that, and then they will deposit that into your broker account, into your own brokerage account, and whatever the stock is trading for that day, that's what will show up in your brokerage account times the number of shares. And I can't tell you how excited I am. Now, a lot of people thought we were a bit crazy, Sharifa, because we said we wanted to set our IPO price at $1 a share. And what that does is it really gives people an opportunity to own more shares so that when the stock begins trading, they will have more shares to see what the price is going to go up to or whatever is going to happen with the stock. You're going to make a little bit more money because you own more shares depending on the opening price of the stock. And that is completely and totally awesome. I mean, it's just beyond belief. It's just beyond what you could compare. And then a lot of wealth is created during the period of an IPO. So that's why most people, they want to be in the IPO. Now, you might buy stock later over the counter, but to get the stock before it begins trading over the counter or before it begins trading and on Wall Street, that is a wonderful time to buy shares in a company, and everybody wants to do that. So I think we have a special guest tonight, and I'm excited to have this a beautiful young lady on the line with us. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with more of Changing the Conversation right here at Punch TV Studios. So I guess we're not taking a break. I don't know where our engineer... engineer is.
Your
I
engineer
think,
is here. We are here. We are here with you. So are we going to take a break?
We're taking a break, and then we're going to come back with this fabulous superstar we have on the line. And but we're taking a break. We are taking a quick commercial break. And I'm going to say it one more time. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Well, I can't take the break until, you know, I'm waiting for you to breathe. Breathe, we break. Work with me.
Okay, we'll be right back.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Yes, we are back from these commercial breaks.
We're back? Oh, my bad.
Yeah. You was feeling it. You was getting into it.
Yeah, I was really, that was the Nabuki music, you know. Do you, Nabuki? Do you, Nabuki? Did you Nabuki today?
Yes, in my contract, I'm required to Nabuki at least 3 to 5 times per day.
Oh, man, you must be real satisfied if you're Nabuki 3 to 5 times a day.
Yes, I meet a lot of people. We have some wonderful guests on the line. Why don't you bring out some of our guests? Let the people know who we have. Cause
we have this wonderful actor on the line right now. And she's really beautiful, too. And, I'm just so happy that she decided to come on the line and have a chit-chat with us, and we're going to find out what's going on in her life. So we have none other than the great actor herself, Denise Gossett. How are you doing tonight, Denise, and welcome.
I am doing great. You two are cracking me up. I really love this. It's great.
Well,
you're
to the
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Well, good. We are honored to have you, and we're going to pour you a cup of punch right now. So you're ready to drink this punch. It's going to be
excellent.
Sweet and wonderful. Now, when you make punch, what kind of punch do you make when you make punch?
Well, I guess, you know, you kind of take that fruit punch, and then you put a little Sprite or something to make it bubbly. And then, of course, if it's an adult party, you add some other stuff in there.
So Denise likes to spike her punch. Okay, great. This is a G-rated show.
Of course, always, of course.
You know, we don't want to get the Sharifa tipsy on this show. So we're gonna just stick with this. What brings you to the punch bowl tonight? What are you working on, Denise?
Well, I recently had a couple movies in the theaters.
Nice.
I Saw the Light with Tom Hiddleston.
Nice.
And that's
nice.
The one about the Hank Williams story.
Nice.
And
nice.
Then
nice.
I was in When the Bough Breaks with Morris Chestnut.
Yeah, yeah. What was that like?
Oh, amazing. Really amazing. He's a lovely, lovely man. Very kind, fun. We had a great time.
Oh, really, really. So just so that everybody knows, you actually got to work with him personally,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I did.
You got to touch the great Morris Chestnut.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I played his secretary, so we worked pretty closely together.
Oh, that's cool. That's really, 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 really good. And then
yeah.
And what was the experience like for you? How did that call go?
Well, it was an audition, and actually the audition was on tape because, as you know, that's happening quite often nowadays.
Right, right.
Because we shot it in Louisiana, New Orleans.
Yes.
And so, yep, so I taped and then went to a callback in New Orleans and booked it and then went to New Orleans, and we had a blast.
Oh, that's nice. You got to play with the... I'm not going to say that. I'm just not going to say that.
Take over the call because I love that movie. I took my mom to see it.
That really leaves you open for some things. You know, you could, what happens is, as a CEO of Punch TV Studios, they tell me there's certain things I just should not say. But I do say a lot of different things, you know.
But you do.
If I was going to get away with something, I would ask you, did you play with Morris Chestnut? You know?
Oh, my God.
You will change the rating of the show. Dear listeners who are tuning in, please be advised.
Sharifa, is he always like this?
No.
Always. This is why I can't get any work done. I try to focus, and he's playing. You know, he's that little kid in school that you try to do your work and get an A in class. He's playing.
They won't let me say that, but if I could say that, that would be the question.
That's what you would say.
I would ask. That would be the question. But since I can't say that, but I mean, I'm desperate to ask that question, you know.
Joseph, I think you did say that.
No, I what I said was is that I'm not allowed to say things like this.
Uh-huh. Moving right along.
So what's next for you, Denise? What's next for you?
Well, I have a thriller coming up called The Cellar Door 2. I play a psychologist to a serial killer who's in prison. And that is a really intense movie. Yes, I'm very excited about it. Yeah.
That sounds
and then,
Silence of the Lambs stuff.
It is similar to that. And this serial killer is so, like, if you met him on the street, you would never know. I mean, he's like baby-faced sort of thing. You would never know that this guy is so, so wicked.
Well, you know, very difficult to tell a killer. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's very difficult, you know, to see who's a killer and
right.
Who's not. You know, it's very
they're
very,
always the
very,
ones
very
you don't think.
It's always the ones you don't think, you know.
Yeah.
The ones you don't think those are the ones are that that are the killer. You know, they're the Charles Mansons of the
right,
of the world.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's
those are
why
the
they
ones
wind up dead
next door, you know, and that's what happens. So,
right.
I wish you a lot of success in
I want to hear about
the next
festival.
Project.
I want to hear about
the Shriek Festival.
For a woman to, or not just women, I won't even say that, but a person to create their own festival. I took a look at it. Can you tell us a little bit about your festival?
Sure. We just celebrated our sweet 16th birthday. And as you were saying in the intro, you only can only do that once.
You can only do that once, that's right.
But it was amazing.
You know,
I founded it. Yes, go ahead, sorry.
I personally haven't passed the age of 26 in the last 20 years. So I've been 26.
There we go. I love it.
For 20 years. I'm just trying to let you know. I've been 26 for 20 years.
Well, hey, 26 is a good
Focus.
Year to keep repeating.
Focus.
Okay, I'm trying to.
So I founded it, 16 years ago, and it's horror and sci-fi films, all independent, which
nice.
Is another reason I am so thrilled with what you guys are doing, because
yes.
let me tell you, I worked with a lot of filmmakers through the years, and the number one question they always ask me is, where can I get the money to make a film?
That's
and
right.
You
that's
guys
right.
are doing this. It's
yes,
phenomenal.
Yeah. It is a passion of ours to make independent movies. Our goal is to make 300 new movies over 3 years.
Wow.
And that's how we're going to generate $500 million to $1 billion in revenue for the company, for our shareholders, just so you know. But
wow.
more importantly than that, we're going to give a lot of opportunities to filmmakers, and we're going to provide budgets from our IPO. That's why we're raising this money, so that we can provide the budget from our IPO to filmmakers up to $100,000 per movie, so that we could just turn out great content, just really great movies, a lot of different genres. So I think
that is amazing. I mean, that's you guys are going to be like a godsend to these filmmakers, because with Shriekfest, that's all they want is they just want the money so they can make their dream.
Right. And so it's the Shriek Festival. Shriek
yes.
Festival.
Yep,
Where
Shriek
is it
going to
be? Where is it going to be?
It's in Hollywood at Raleigh Studios, which is
nice.
Big studio created by Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Back
yeah,
in
yeah.
the day, so lots of cool history there. And we screen only independent horror, sci-fi, and thriller films.
Nice.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Nice. Now, how can people get more information about what you're doing, and what day is it? Because I need that VIP ticket. You know, I need. That
oh,
ticket.
Absolutely! It's October 5th through the 8th. It will be in 2017.
That's next year.
Yep.
Nice. Okay. Oh, that's a great time to kind of promote it and everything like that. I
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Exactly. No, seriously.
This.
If you guys want to come, tell me, because I would love
yeah,
to
no,
have
I definitely
you there.
Would love to be there for that. I
okay.
mean, definitely.
Yes, we would love to be there.
To be there for that. For sure.
Excellent.
Please.
And, horror pictures scare me, but, you know, I don't mind, you know.
Right. But we'll try
I'll
to scare you. Yeah, exactly.
Thrillers
Sharifa will hold your hand.
But horror pictures, I don't know. I saw this picture many years ago when I was a kid. It must have came out when I was about 15 years old, 14 maybe. And it was
yeah.
called The Hand. And this
oh.
guy's hand got cut off in a truck accident. He was arguing with his wife. He stuck his hand out there. Car windows, yeah, like, you know, making gestures, but he was really arguing with his wife or something, and a truck came by and cut his hand off.
Mm.
So he was handless, so through the whole movie, you saw this hand killing people.
And that did it for you, huh? You cannot do them anymore.
I did it for me, because I was like, oh, man, I don't even want to look at my own hands, because this hand was like killing people through the whole movie, you know. And I was on my first date. So I had to be about 15, so it was on my first date. And I went
oh,
to
wow.
a movie, and I even, the movie scared me so much. It's, you know how you're supposed, the girl's supposed to cover up
right.
to you and hold you? I was
right.
coming up to the girl.
She's like, dude, come on, you're supposed to be helping me.
Nevertheless, to say we did break up after that. I mean, we didn't go
oh,
any
no.
further after that.
She's like, some protector you are.
I was no protection, because that hand killing people, boy, I was like, oh, my God, it had me. And so
I
think that was the
everything.
Last horror picture. I like Carrie, too. I thought Carrie was pretty good, but I really
yeah.
got Carrie. And let me see, what are the horror pictures that I got? Not too many horror. I like comedy horror, too, but, you know, it's just pretty good. Well, I want to thank you for joining us here in the Punch Bowl tonight, Denise, and certainly – send us a link. Please post on our website at nabuki.com, and we'll help do our part to help promote your film
and
festival. Yeah, you
same
can
to
a
you
page.
Guys. Same to
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah,
feel free to tweet us anything, and I'll help get the word out.
Nice.
How do you?
Yes.
How are you spelling Nabuki?
Oh, Nabuki. Oh, we love to smell. We love to spell Nabuki. That is N-A-B-U. KIE.com. NABUKIE.
Okay. I was missing the E. I was like, why
That's
can't
it.
I find
you
the site?
You need
okay.
the E. You need the
you
E.
You need that E.
Nabuki. without the E is Nabuki.
And Sharifa does Nabuki 3 to 5 times a day.
Yes, she
is. I'm required by law to Nabuki.
That's why Sharifa is the most.
We're going to have to bring you
why,
back. We're going to find a chair right here for you, Denise. This is Denise's chair now. I'm just telling you, feel free to call in anytime. Hang out in the punch bowl with us. You'll have some fun.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Sharifa. I appreciate it. You guys are great.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Go out, support our movies. She is doing amazing work. She's worked in his last movie. And I hope Morris never comes on the show. He's going to just absolutely kill me. You know, but nevertheless, we're going to definitely support Ms. Gossett here. And if you're a filmmaker and you want to get your movie shown in our film festival, visit our film site. What's the name of your website, Denise? Did we lose her? She's gone.
I'm here. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I was saying, what's the name of your website so people can find you?
Shriekfest.com. Shriekfest.com.
Shriekfest. We're going to send a link from Nabuki to Shriekfest. Make sure that you can, you know, see that over there, and that'll be really, really cool. All right,
excellent.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back with more. We have some wonderful guests on the line tonight, and we're going to have a lot of fun on tonight's show.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
Nabuki.com, Nabuki. That was a great interview, Shreepop. I thought that was really good. We definitely want to be a part of the Shriekfest. So I like that.
It was
great.
We might have to go a little bit over tonight, though, because we have
quite a few guests. We're gonna make it do what it do, baby. That's what we gonna do. we got John Hobbs on the line, the founder of Athlete's Performance Gear. John, are you there? So John has left the building. He's left the punch bowl.
John is in the building. We are having technical issues, but soon the technical issues will be over and John Hobbs will be on the line.
All right. Who's on the line right now? Because, you know, with the technical issues, since John has...
We are having technical issues.
What's the issue we're having? You're having too much fun. You're having too much fun.
Yes, it's ruining the line.
You're having too much fun.
Oh, this is fun.
We're having too much fun. So while you're doing that, I want to tell everybody to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. We are selling stock in our company at only $1 a share, and you could become a part owner of Punch TV Studios. We are an amazing entertainment and media company, and we intend to make 300 movies after we close out the IPO over the next 3 years, and we're going to be providing budgets for filmmakers. So if you're a filmmaker or you know of filmmakers and you know of those kinds of things and you might need a little money to do your movie, well, we're going to provide budgets up to $100,000 for you to do a movie. We're going to put the movie out and have the movie work and come back. So we really are excited about that, and we're excited that people across America, all over America right now, are embracing Punch TV, and they are buying stock like crazy as we head to the close of the IPO. And it's just amazing how this is really coming together and how people are really believing in the vision that we have for Punch. And I'm going to tell you this right now. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure that we carry out the vision that everyone is investing in. And I'm really, really, really happy
we're
about
really
that.
We're really excited. Mr. John Hobbs. We have Mr. John Hobbs on the line.
I am
He's
here.
John. John, how are
Mr.
you?
Mr. Hobbs.
I hear you now. You hear me now.
Welcome to the Punch Bowl.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So what brings you here tonight, John?
Well, you bring
We're
me
having
out.
Fun tonight, so don't stay on the line if you don't want to have fun. Tonight is all about fun. So.
Fun sounds like the way to go, because I have a mentor that says if you're not having fun, you're not going anywhere.
There you go.
I like that. Have to tweet that out tomorrow. Who should I credit?
Yeah, if we're not having fun, you're not going anywhere. If you're not having fun, you're not in the punch bowl.
Yeah, that would be Mayor Ezra, by the way. But
okay.
I think I just made that up. No, I didn't make it up. No, okay, well.
I was pleased to be invited on the show. So I was I listened to the first. You having fun with the first actress that was on the show. Seems like she has a whole lot going on.
Oh yeah, she's a part of the Shriek Fest.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Shriek Fest?
No, I'm out in Florida, so I miss all these cool opportunities.
Oh, what part of Florida are you in? We have two TV stations in Florida. We have one in Jacksonville, Florida, and we have one in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, I'm from, born and raised in Pensacola, but I'm now down in St. Pete.
Oh, St. Pete. Okay. Oh, wow. I don't know exactly where that is, but I don't think we have a TV station there.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. Okay, great. Well, if you have friends that still are down in Pensacola, Florida, send them out a message and tell them to watch Punch TV and watch Punch TV only.
I will.
I'm a 12.3.
I will.
So what are you working on, John?
Well, my company is Athlete's Performance Gear, and what we do is we provide beneficial products for fitness-minded individuals. That being said, we're launching with a water bottle.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a very cool water bottle. It's actually we call it the ultimate hydration aid for runners. There's no better hydration system on the market for them. And I have a lot of videos and stuff out online. I've raised $750,000.
Nice.
To get it out. Now we're in the launching phase, and at the same time, I'm partnering with a nonprofit.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's cool. We have the cause of bullying and teen suicide.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice.
And these are it's a very well-established nonprofit that has years and years of history, so it's really cool. And what's really the coolest part, and people can Google this, is the person I'm working directly with, his name is Bob. And if you go to his website, Beat Bob, he's a one-man volleyball team, and he's beat like the Redskins, the Orioles, the Vikings, the Bulls. Full teams. He's won 19,000 games and lost 400 and something.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to hear more about the water bottle. That's what I like.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to know.
I need a water bottle.
That's all. I need a water bottle. Now, is this the kind of bottle you got the cap and you got two things of water on each side and you got the straw that comes down and you just.
Nah. Actually,
I mean, what makes it different?
All right. Well, there are six things that make my bottle better than any other bottle on the planet for people that run or walk for fitness.
Okay.
The first, and it's very visual, so on a video you see it's a lot better. But visually for putting it out in words over the radio, it's a bottle that basically envelops a hand. Your hand slip goes through this hole, and it rests between the thumb and forefinger. So you don't really have to hold it. It just sits in your hand. Now,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of
so
cool. Because you can be running with it, so it's like a weight, too. It's like if it's filled with water, you actually got to have like a little bit of a weight there.
Yeah, so some people call it that. But now the coolest thing about putting this in people's hands, and I put it in a lot of people's hands, a lot of actors, David Sorbs, he goes, Jay Mills, he goes, this is genius. You don't even feel like you're holding a bottle. I mean,
wow.
But so anyway, that's the first part of it. But then the bottle has a trigger, an external trigger that opens an internal valve. So then you can pick the bottle up and drink.
Oh, nice. I like that, too. So you got a trigger on there. It looks great. You got a trigger. It rests easy. I love the whole idea behind that. I do. That's pretty cool.
It gets
so how much water does it hold?
It gets a lot better. So let me get to that in a couple more seconds after I give you this. That design told you, allows them to be sold and used in sets, one in each hand at the same time, so you maintain balance. They actually encourage proper form and posture for people that run or walk for fitness.
Right.
Now the design, like I said, that envelop the hand, that bottle, it has a big, large opening, so you can open it up, throw it in the dishwasher, easy cleaning and all that good stuff, unlike a lot of other products on the market that target my target market.
Yeah. Now, is it a steel bottle, plastic bottle? What kind of bottle?
Yeah, it's recycled plastic, and it has no BVCs or anything any of the bad stuff. So it's high quality. And then they hold 15 ounces each. So you start out with 3 ounces.
Wow.
So
you're running with 15 ounces.
Yeah, so it actually weighs 20 ounces full. But
nice.
Now this is where it gets really fun and cool.
Mm-hmm.
The bottle's designed to add attachments. So you can add weight attachments if you want to work your arms and shoulders a little bit more, you know, get them a little more toned, burn a few more calories. You can also add flashlight so you can see and be seen. But my favorite attachment that's coming down the line is the stun gun.
Stun gun?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to stun somebody. When do you need a stun gun? When you're running?
I really need that. I need a stun gun. Now, I'm telling you, I need that. I really just want to walk up to people. Hey, man, check out my water bottle.
But you'd be surprised. Almost every day in America, a runner, usually a female, is getting attacked.
That's true. That is very true.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
It's way more common than it should be.
I did not know that. That's interesting to know.
Yeah, it's really
okay.
Bad.
So,
but how can people? You ought to sell your bottle on Nabookie. You ought to just do a little Nabookie thing, and we will help you promote your bottle and help you sell it. Just Nabukie. Nabookie.com, and we'd love to help you promote that on our website. So just check that out and see if you'd like to do that with us and let us help you sell it. And I think that's an incredible project.
We need a Punch TV Studios bottle. Do you have a Punch TV Studios bottle?
Yeah, one with a stun gun. We need the one with a stun gun on the end of it, so when you are sipping your punch, you get this little electric charge. You go, oh, damn, that's punch, oh, you know.
After listening to you, I'm thinking you might not need the stun gun.
Thank you. I like you, John. Thank you.
I really think I need that stun gun. I really do think I need that stun gun. I really do. But we're
the poster child for accidents happen.
Okay,
no
well,
stun guns for you.
All right. What's the website where they can find you at, John?
Oh, it's very simple. My company's Athletes Performance Gear. So the website is apg.rocks.
And he's got
that
sun, gun, and rocks. Oh, man,
yes,
that's my kind of guy.
R-O-C-K-S. Yes. So R-O-C-K-S. You know, so apg.rock, nice and simple, easy to remember.
apg.rock.
Yeah.
So if you want to get a water bottle with a stun gun, go to apg.rocks.com.
We don't have the stun gun yet, but that's coming down the line. I'm patented, and my patent is protected.
Take your time, John. Take your time.
Hurry up with that one. That's the one you really need. That's going to be a bestseller.
It is going to be because it's the most popular.
We're
going to
build a bestseller.
The thing is, the next thing coming out, for just for your listeners to know, we have the weight already. The next thing coming out is the flashlight because it's already engineered out. The next thing coming out after that is the stun gun.
Yeah, I want to get the stun gun there personally. I just
well,
need that stun gun. I really just feel like I need a stun gun in my life. But to everybody else, visit the website. And, you know, post on the Buki, man. Let everybody know where you are, and we'll help you promote that on the Buki, and that'll be really, really cool. Thanks for joining us on the Punch Bowl tonight. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more of Changing the Conversation here on Punch TV Studios.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Thank you.
We had a technical difficulties tonight.
Not again.
Yes.
What's going on? Not again. Okay, let's just go to our next guest. But before we go there, is our next guest ready? Because it's somebody from Austin.
Austin Johnson.
Austin. It's the Austin. But I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Check out what we're doing. It's absolutely awesome and amazing. Become an investor in Punch TV Studios. Our company, we're going to work hard for our shareholders, and we're going to do something really special in media and in television. We're going to just do some really phenomenal things, and we'd love to have your support. We'd love to really, really, really have your support. I don't want to sound like I'm begging. I just think that we're an awesome company, and we're going to do some awesome things, and it's just really, 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 really cool. So let's talk to Austin Johnson and see what does he have in the Punch Bowl. Is Austin Johnson in the Punch Bowl?
Austin Johnson, Mr. Johnson, is in the Punch Bowl. We're just going to bring him on momentarily. But since we were unable to play the commercial, you to let our listeners know where they can buy their Punch TV Studios stock.
So you can go to our website at punchtvstudios.com, click on the Invest Now button. When you get there, click on the Invest Now button. And when you click on the Invest Now button, it'll take you to the investment page. And you can actually, there's instructions at sort of the bottom of the page that'll help you make your investment. And that'll walk you through making your investment one step at a time. And we definitely want you to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. We're selling 50 million shares of stock at $1 a share. And believe it or not, we're almost about to wrap this thing up now for the IPO period. So we're encouraging everyone to become a stockholder as soon as you possibly can. And we don't care how much you invest, $10,000, $5,000, $1,000. We don't care how much you invest, $5,000. It doesn't matter, just so long as you become a part owner and a shareholder in Punch TV Studios. We are a really, really great media company. And I was thinking about the Walt Disney. I don't know if you guys have seen this movie that's out now, and it's called Life Before Mickey. And it's actually a really good movie. It's really inspiring, and you really see how Walt Disney came up. You really see how he was forced into bankruptcy, you really see how he was evicted out of his offices and how he lost his employees, and he was trying to make it, and then he discovered that he didn't even own the rights to the character that he created. And it's just a really, really interesting story, but it's certainly inspiring when you can look back today and you can see what Walt Disney created. And I'm talking about the man Walt Disney, not actually the company, but he created the Walt Disney Company, which still exists today, and it is a juggernaut in media and in entertainment. And I think that when you think of stories like that, TV in your mind, when you think of stories like that, and if you look online, you can see what the Disney stock is trading for right now today, and it is a pretty significant price. And just think if you could have bought Disney a few years ago when the company was struggling. The same thing with Apple Computers. You could have bought Apple Computers when the stock, just think if you could have bought Apple Computers when the stock just really took a really big dive and the company was almost out of business and nobody thought it was going to survive. And then just think if you would have bought the stock then, how cheap it was. And if you look at how expensive that stock is today, they actually had to split the stock so that they could bring down the price so that more people could afford the stock. And then just the other day, we had a young lady on, and this young lady said that she had a chance to buy Berkshire Hathaway when the stock was really, really cheap, and she was going to invest $10,000 in Berkshire Hathaway. And Berkshire Hathaway is Warren Buffett's company, for those who don't know. And Warren Buffett is, you know, he's one of the richest guys in America right now. I mean, he's friends with Bill Gates, and he's friends with all these guys. And but this person would have had a chance. She said, hey, I had a chance to buy Warren Buffett's company. I was going to invest $10,000 in Warren Buffett's company, and it would have only bought me at the time about 10 shares. But guess what happened? Warren Buffett's stock right now of his company, his Class A stock of his company, is when I last checked, was over $220,000 a share. And she didn't make that investment because her auntie talked her out of doing it. Her auntie was like, that's just dumb. Why would you do that? And sometimes you got to watch people who mean well, but they can't see anything more than what they know. And you got to be careful of people who can't see more than what they know. And if they've never been there before, they're probably not the person you want to get advice from. If they've never bought stock before, you probably don't want to get advice from somebody who's never bought stock before, because they're going to always discourage you. They're going to always discourage your spirit. They're going to always tell you, oh, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But in the case of Punch, we are a game changer. Our company is going to do some phenomenal things. We're touching a market that no one else is even touching right now or is even interested in right now. And we're going to do some really amazing things in that marketplace. And you get to be a part of it from the ground level for only $1 per share. And that, to me, is just beyond comparison for an IPO, when very few IPOs open that inexpensively. Most IPOs open at $13 to $29 a share. That's where most of them open. Most IPOs are backed by investment bankers. At Punch TV Studios, we underwrote ourselves, and we're bringing that wealth that the investment banker would get, we're bringing that wealth directly to the community, and that's powerful. So I am obviously very excited. And, if, you know, a lot of people got Samsung phones. I just think if you could have bought Samsung stock when it was $20 a share, and now Samsung stock, last time I checked, was trading over $1,500,000 per share, and you could have got Samsung stock back in the day. Now it's such a juggernaut to only the super rich and only the really big pension funds and money managers can really even afford to trade Samsung stock. You could have gotten that stock, and just think if you would have had just 100 shares or 1,000 shares of Samsung stock, and now it's $1 billion. I mean, it's $1,500,000 a share. Last time I checked, I don't know what it is today, but the last time I checked was $1,500,000 a share. That's $1,500,000 for one share of stock. And just imagine if you could have gotten Samsung when it was dirt cheap. And your life would be so changed right now if you had just invested $1,000 in Samsung. Well, I believe the same kind of thing can happen for Punch TV Studios. I think if you take a chance with our company, we're going to put together an amazing management team. We're going to put together a team that's going that I'm going to push to the hill to deliver results and get us the results that we need as shareholders in the company to be like, wow, we really made a great investment, and this was a great opportunity for us to do it. And so that's what's so exciting, and I'm really, really happy to have made that happen. And I think it's awesome. I think it's completely and totally and wickedly awesome. So where are we now? I'll know what I need to do next. You know, we've been having all these technical issues on this particular show. So where are we now? Is Austin Johnson available now?
That's what we're confirming right now at this moment. We're still confirming.
We're still confirming. Okay, so he's not available.
We're still confirming.
Okay. What about Mr. Mingo?
We're still confirming as well. So right now we have been allowing Mr. Collins to provide us with information. Are you done?
Oh, so you've been putting it off. No, you know I'm not done. I can talk about Punch all night long. Ain't nothing for me to do that. I can talk about Punch for 4 hours by myself. Ain't nothing. I just need somebody to listen to me. So
I'm listening to you. I'm here.
You're listening to me. Okay, that's not fair. That's really not fair. You know, that's not fair. Okay, but here we go. So we want people to really embrace our company and really just take a chance with us and give us an opportunity to prove to you that we are an amazing media company. We're absolutely amazing. We already have on the air right now 24 hours, 7 days a week. We have 5 or 6 TV stations that are on the air broadcasting right now, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. That's broadcasting right now. We have stations in Houston, Columbus, Ohio, Jacksonville, Florida, Pensacola, Florida, Beaumont, Texas. Somewhere else we have some stations and whatever. So we do have that. We have already achieved that objective. It's absolutely wonderful that we have achieved that objective. The next thing is that we are building this amazing website called Nabuki. We haven't even officially launched it yet, but we talk about it a lot because it's going to be so wonderful, so that if you're a book writer or if you have products you want to sell or if you want to be on a different kind of social media, we ask you to Nabuki, Nabukie, and you can be on Nabuki. And it's free to join. It's no price or anything like that to join Nabuki, and you could really create a lot of new friends, meet a lot of industry executives, and that's pretty cool. And then the last thing which we are doing is that we have an amazing website, punchtvstudios.com. The website is so amazing, and you can go on that website and you can learn how you can become a part owner of Punch TV Studios for only $1 a share. We are really breaking down barriers, and you can be a part of us breaking down these barriers. You can be a part of us really doing something special. You can be a part of this. I mean, we really have reached to the community, and we've said you can be a part of this. You can be a part owner. You can grow with our company. We're going to spend time teaching you a lot of new things. I opened up this conversation letting people know that I am literally here in Dallas, Texas, and I am working right now to get about 1,000 stock certificates out to our shareholders who have bought, and we have a lot more. Stock certificates to get out. We have a lot more things to do, but it's just completely wonderful to see the process, because people don't really understand the process. And I think if more people understood the process, they would buy this stock up right away. And what we have tried to do at Punch TV Studios, and we've tried to do on social media, and we've tried to do on our website, is really break down a complicated process in a very simple way, because it's quite complicated. We really try to break it down and really try to make it where you can understand it, where people can really, really get it, and they can kind of see where this particular direction of a media company has gone. Because we, as urban Americans, we have been cut off from capital markets. We have been cut off from being allowed to do wonderful things because we just can't find the capital to do it. We can't find the money to do the kinds of things that we want to do. And that's why I stopped with Punch, and I said, you know what, let's raise the money. Let's go to the community. Let's go to our friends. Let's go to the people we know. Let's go to the people who are going to help us be successful. And let's say, hey, here's an amazing opportunity that I want to give to you. And I want to give you this opportunity for only $1 a share. And this is like an amazing, 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 amazing opportunity. And so what that does is now, because I have a dream to do this, and I have a passion for television. There's very few people on the planet that know more about television, soup to nuts, than I do. And so I have a passion for television. I have a passion for filmmaking and movie making. I've been in the entertainment business for over 30 years, so I know this particular business back and forth. And we're going to put together an amazing management team. I'm going to build a company that's going to be sustainable. So even when I move on and go to do other things or something happens, the company will still be sustainable. It'll be generating revenue. It'll be generating money to improve our shareholders. And I'm going to do everything within our power to grow our company exponentially in every way. So these are the kinds of things that you're buying into. You're really buying into the vision. You're buying into the management. You're buying into the drive that that we have for the company. Yes.
We have Austin Johnson on the line.
Well,
hello.
Let me finish. So you're buying into the vision, and you're buying into those things that we have for the company. So please visit our website and become a part owner of Punch TV Studios. So we got Austin Johnson on the line. We've been waiting for you, Mr. Austin. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Mr. Johnson has been here. We've been experiencing technical difficulties. So for everyone who is listening, thank you for your patience. I know we have another guest on the line as well. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I know you've probably been talking to us. How are you doing this evening?
Okay, patience is a virtue. So I've learned that over the few years. So I'm patient with waiting.
All right, good. Well, can you wait till tomorrow night? No. So what brings you to the Punch Bowl tonight, Mr. Johnson?
Well, it's so funny. Last night, somebody sent me a link to Punch TV to look into submitting a film idea.
Oh, nice.
On top of that, I've seen that there was an investment opportunity, so I did invest into Punch TV, and I did submit my name and email because I am an independent filmmaker. I'm self-taught. And I'm currently working on a project, which is zero budget, micro budget, and I've secured 12 actors and three sites to actually shoot on with zero budget.
Wow.
So, everybody's excited about the story. Everybody loves it, and I'm really excited about shooting this with the actors that I've gathered around. Very talented people.
Right. What city and state are you shooting out of?
Currently, I live in Owens Mills, Maryland.
Maryland, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 20 minutes outside of Baltimore.
Oh, nice, mm-hmm. Nice. Very nice, very nice.
I've I've been working at this I've been working at writing for like the last 3 or 4 years. It's just been hard to find actors to shoot who are willing to sacrifice, you know, getting paid right away in order to for the craft. So that's been kind of holding me back from actually, you know, getting ahead of the curve and trying to, you know, do things on top of it. I'm 44. I'm a father of three.
cancer survivor, all of that good stuff. So I'm working hard and diligent at this writing and filmmaking
wow.
thing.
That
you
sounds like a movie
are,
in itself.
You are a monster, man. You are a monster. Congratulations, man. It takes a lot of chestnuts to really do what you're doing right now.
That's your word for tonight, chestnuts. I guess it's the holiday spirit. I guess we're going to go with the chestnuts.
Let's
pull it together.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Have you checked out Nabuki?
I was
do
just
you,
like
Nabuki?
During my wait, during the technical difficulties, I was checking it out. and going over, and I was about to sign up before you guys, before I came on.
I was sitting there
listening to Mr. Collins, and he's like, you know, we're going to build this great company and everything like that, and you know, it's I don't believe in accidents. I don't believe things don't happen for a reason in life. I think every little bump or nook or greeting or something as a lesson or something is going to come about it. And I hear you talk about your company. You're going to make movies and TV shows. I have so many ideas. I could give you 5 great movies right now off the top of my head, and or like what I've written to help you push this company further.
Wow.
I believe in open, and like my wife tells me like you have to be quiet sometime, but I'm an open book, especially about life and like from the things that I've been through.
Right,
and I always
right.
run my ideas past people, whoever I meet, whoever's, you know, willing to hear, whether it be a friend or somebody who's an actor that I've met, and I'm not an egomaniac either, and they say they like my ideas. And
right.
they said, like last night I had a table read for my actors because I'm trying to get everybody together. I want everybody to be friendly and getting along. I don't believe in drama. I don't like drama. So I'm like, if we're going to be working on this, let's sit down together and get to know each other. And from the script that I wrote, I'm hearing Wire, I'm hearing Carlito's Way, I'm hearing all these different type of things that's involved in it and the different emotions I brought to the characters. So like I said, I'm here for you. I'm invested in your company already.
Nice.
If you need a door kicker, I want to kick the door in and let's, you know, I help you bring this company up, and I just want to make great movies.
Great. Well, we certainly need guys like you who want to make great movies because we want to build an effective media company. And so that you're definitely I'm thankful that you invested in the company. I'll tell you what, because with the funding, our investors are going to get that funding first. So mm-hmm. you as a filmmaker, you'll be entitled to get that funding first and foremost. So that's really wonderful that you did that. And so, yeah, I definitely would love for you to shoot us an email so that we can get your contact and stuff, post this, and then let's see how we can talk and let's see what we can do together.
Sure. What, what's the email that I can email you guys at?
Sure. Sharifa, give him the email there.
You can send us an email to mediarelations@punchtvstudios.com.
Okay. Great.
And then put contact and stuff in there. We'd love to get back with you, and we'll definitely talk to you. We'll definitely talk to you. And then, you know, spread the word about Punch TV Studios. That's always helpful. If you have a Twitter, tweet it out, you
mm-hmm.
know. And if you let me know when you're shooting, I might fly out there and see what you guys are putting together. You know,
and,
just kind of be a part of that.
Oh, sure. Well, it's so funny. I'm trying to start actually this weekend. I know you're not going to fly out that fast.
Oh, no, I ain't coming out that. It's snowing out there. I ain't coming out.
And I'm actually trying to wrap it. I'm trying to wrap it up by the second week of January.
All right. Well, just let me know. You never know. Things happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You never know.
Everything happens for a reason, like I said. I think, you know, life is a blessing. I don't think anybody should waste it.
No. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. Please shoot us an email, and so that we can follow up with you. And please send me your shoot schedule. I might just shoot out there just to see what you're doing. I might just do that on my own.
Oh, sure thing. With the media relations at punchtv.com?
No, Punch yes. TV Studios.
Oh,
yes.
punchtvstudios.com.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
thank you so much.
Mr. John,
thank you for your
time.
And you guys have a good day.
Okay, you too.
You too.
So, let's just get right into our last guest for the night, and let's just see what he's got to say. Is he on the line right now?
She, our guest, Miss Damina Mingo, has been so patient tonight with us.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I ain't gonna lie to you. I could not pronounce that name. When I was sitting here looking at the name, I've been like trying to say it out phonetically. She's just a Damina. I've been seriously trying to figure it out phonetically, but I got the Mingo part right. So you have a big first name. I'm telling you, you have a big name. What does it mean?
It actually is Ethiopian, and it means the bringer of water.
Oh, nice. Mm. Water gives life. Water gives life. I love that.
Exactly.
I love that. Exactly. The bringer of water, and water gives life. That is exactly. Oh, I love that. But we need our own bottle of water called Damina. Damina water.
Nice. I can live with that.
We have a water bottle for it. Now we have the water.
Exactly.
Water,
yeah,
bottle.
I heard that.
This
yeah, we got the bottle.
This is water night.
Yeah, and her name is Damina. We need Damina water. That's pretty cool. And to have
I
that.
I like it.
What brings you to the Punch Bowl tonight, Damina?
Well, I recently finished my first feature film, which is entitled Love Therapy.
Mm.
Is it edited and everything already, or is it raw?
No, it's actually on Vimeo or on my website, watchlovetherapymovie.com.
Nice.
Where there's a trailer, and also you can watch the movie there as well.
Nice. I love to broadcast your movie.
Really? Well, definitely.
Yeah, we've got 5 TV stations, and we cover about 10 million people. We've got 5 stations, so I'd love to possibly broadcast your movie on Punch TV. That'd be wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Give you a
Definitely.
Little bit of your audience and things like that, too. And so what are you making next?
I do have another project called The Rule that I'm working on. I'm excited about that. It's another low-budget feature, but it's a little bit more, the first one, pretty low. And shot it in 8 days.
Nice.
And I had a really, really great cast, some who are actually pretty professionals who, have a little name out there. But I had a great cast, had a great crew. I had most of the top positions in the crew were all female.
Oh, wow.
So that
was
nice.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great, great,
so how
great
was that
story.
On set?
It actually was very smooth. For the most part, we had no problems. And even when we were we had 15 pages left to shoot in one location, and one of us was like, the camerawoman was like, oh, we can't do this. But I had a great first AD, and she's like, we can make this happen. So we got together, and we figured out a way to make it happen, and we did it. And so I wouldn't have to pay for another whole day. We made it work.
Nice. Mm. Very nice.
Where are you located?
I'm in Los Angeles. Actually, I see your studio all the time. I didn't really know much about you until you contacted me. But I drive past your on Pico, right?
That was our studio on Pico. We shoot there from time to time, but we have our offices are not there. So
oh,
we
it's not.
Were
oh,
there.
Okay.
No, our offices are not there. No.
Oh, your offices are not there. Okay. I know. I saw the sign today. I was like, oh, I wonder if that's okay.
That's
so,
a sign.
But
that's
you
totally
still have
us.
The building.
100% us. It's still us. No, it's still us. But.
Mm.
We don't shoot there. We don't have offices there, but we will shoot there from time to time. But right now, that's not the deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that. But great, I'm glad you drive by. I'm glad you saw it. I'm glad you had already identified with who we are. You haven't heard the radio commercials or anything like that, or just the building that you.
That was it, yeah, that was it. And so then I looked you up online, and it's really exciting. I mean, I'm really excited about what you're doing. It's definitely needed. It's kind of overdue, so it's really exciting.
And that's why I'm trying to bring everyone together to say, hey, I don't care what you have, but we could do this together. It's going to take somebody to do business and a distribution, and a lot of artists are very creative, so you need the creative, and then you need the distribution, and you need something that can be reciprocated over and over and over again, redone over and over and over again. And so we're creating the system to make that happen, and that's why we're happy about this for independent filmmakers. And I've been an independent guy for a long time, but I've also been a Wall Street guy, and I know how difficult it is to tap into financial markets and capital markets. And the way that we're doing it is like, hey, you know what? We want to empower our community, and we can do this together as urbanites. We can make this come together and make it happen. And that's why I'm really, really, really happy that so much of America is embracing us and that so much of America is coming together for us and just being a blessing. And people are investing in our company from all over the place. And it's just such a blessing. It's such a blessing and a wonderful thing to see.
Definitely. No, I do plan on investing too. As soon as I get a chance, I'll do that. Because, I mean, this is wonderful and it's a great opportunity. And an African-American owned media company, I mean, you know,
yeah,
how
definitely.
Often does that happen?
Not very often. Not very often. I mean, if you think about Wall Street, realistically, there's only a few black-owned publicly traded companies on Wall Street, just a few. And, I mean, you can count them on your hand, so I'm not talking about a few like in 10. I'm talking about a few like
right.
in or five that are publicly traded. And we're one of them. But we're the only one that's doing an IPO, and we're the only one that's doing an IPO directed towards your urban community. So what's next for you? What are you working on next? What's your next project?
Well, it's called The Rule. I like to focus on projects that have strong female characters in them.
Mm-hmm.
I think we don't have enough of that. As you know, the industry is dominated by males, and that's okay. But, you know, women spend a lot of money.
I don't know about that. I don't know how I feel about that one, you know. But
well, it's true. We spend a lot of money. We watch a lot of movies. We love movies. I love movies myself. That's one of the reasons I'm a filmmaker. But so I wanted to do a lot of stories that are centered around, you know, strong female characters. I don't mean strong in a sense. I mean strong in the sense of, you know, progressive and good role models and send good messages and uplifting. And I think that's very important for, you know, especially African-American community, that, you know, that black women are beautiful and that we are successful and that we
right.
are, you know, we have self-respect and self-love and
right.
you know, things of that nature, that kind of message.
I think that's awfully wonderful. I think it's wonderful, and I do think that it's time that more women certainly have an opportunity to tell the stories in Hollywood, and I have to applaud you for what you're doing. And for using an all-woman cast, an all-woman crew, that was really cool. That was like a really brilliant, brilliant move. That should have got you a lot of media for that. But I certainly would love to see your movie and love to see your trailer. And maybe we can get that on Punch somehow and get people looking at it. I would love to be able to do that. Absolutely love it.
Well, I'll send you the email with the link so you can check it
cool.
out. And,
did you get the email address earlier when we gave it out?
Yes, I have it.
Okay, great. Yeah, please send us your email address. I mean, please send us your links and your contact and everything, because we don't. And I would love to reach out to you and, you know, and talk about what you're doing and talk about your future at Punch. I would love to be able to do that.
Definitely. I would enjoy that as well. Thank you a lot for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, and thank you, and thank all of our guests tonight for joining us in the Punch Bowl. It's been a wonderful show. It's been a lot of fun tonight. I want to invite everyone to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. Check out what we're doing. Become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. Only $1 a share. We're going to build an amazing company. It's going to be absolutely amazing, and you can be a owner of our company and and help us do something that hasn't been done in media and in Hollywood and for years and 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 years. So I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. I want to thank our co-host and our producer tonight for putting together another fabulous show. And we're going to go home, and we're going to see you tomorrow night at the same Punch TV time on this same Punch TV channel. Have a Punch TV night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.